Metro Vancouverites should brace for a warmer-than-average summer with dry conditions. But the long-term forecast only indicates a general trend and doesn't predict specific events. Environment Canada is calling for above-average temperatures in the first month of meteorological summer, which kicked off on June 1. The warmer-than-usual trend is expected to continue through the rest of the season into July and August, too. Not only is the local weather expected to be warmer, but the majority of the summer is also expected to see drier-than-usual conditions, according to Environment Canada meteorologist Louis Coani. While June is expected to see near-normal precipitation amounts, the signal for July and August shows below-normal precipitation, he told VIA. These seasonal forecasts show above-average temperatures in June, July, and August across most of the province. The BC interior is also expected to see above-average temperatures, but precipitation doesn't have a strong precipitation signal, added Coani. While the seasonal forecasts indicate a general trend, the meteorologist cautioned that specific hot weather events aren't possible to predicate beyond 10 days or so. Short-term Metro Vancouver weather forecast. In the short-term forecast, Metro Vancouver is expected to see temperatures soar a few degrees of seasonal averages during a stretch of sunny weather. The normal daily high for the start of June is about 18°C with an overnight low of 10°C, he explained. Starting on Saturday, June 3, locals should expect daytime highs of 20°C on the coast and 23°C inland. And while temperatures may drop down a couple of degrees Sunday, they will start to climb back up heading into next week. On Tuesday, temperatures are expected to reach a high of 21°C on the coast and 26°C inland. Wednesday is expected to be the hottest day of the week, with a high of 25°C on the coast and 29°C inland. Looking ahead to next weekend, Saturday, June 10, and Sunday, June 11, Environment Canada says there is a chance Metro Vancouver will finally receive some much-needed precipitation. Locals should stay in the shade and hydrated during the hottest part of the day, Coani advised. So, overnight the temperatures cool down, so you should exercise during the cooler periods of the day, such as the morning and later in the evening, he added. El Niño remains in a neutral phase and Metro Vancouver won't see its impacts until later in the fall and the winter.